a starless night. It's cool and clear, and the power is out. It's a perfect time to get up to all sorts of mischief. And so here we are, answering some Thirsty Thursday coffee talk questions. I'd like to start off by saying hello to our newest friends. Hello to Sarah. Hello to Allison. Hello to Yvette. And hello to Cecilia. Cecilia, I hope I got your name right. If not, I am terribly sorry. Feel free to correct my pronunciation. The closest pronunciation I could find was Cecilia, but I don't think that's correct. So yeah, so let me know if I got close, hopefully. Welcome to the community, one way or the other. I will include a link to the Discord if you'd like to join us over there. That would be most wonderful. We appreciate each and every one of our members, the input that they provide, and the fun that they can have with us. So, let us see, after some rather naughty questions. For anyone who's new around here, Thirsty Thursday is when you can ask your not-safe-for-work questions, and I answer them in the fun ways that my brain simply thinks are the most scrumdiddlyumptious. You will be noticing in the future that when it comes to these and Monday Morning Coffee Talks, you will be receiving them in the evenings. I'm going to turn them into Monday Morning and Thirsty Thursday nights, you know. Yeah, along with the, you know, the jazz saxophone and the neon lighting. But yeah, so every single Monday and every single Thursday, questions will be answered, and I will do so, making it as much fun as possible, really. So the questions for Thirsty Thursday on June the 15th. Starts off with Stormy, who says, we interrupt what we could be a boring Thursday to spice it up with our favorite CCC, Nick. Headphones, earbuds in place? I have neither. Oh, dear God. Iceberg on standby? I have a pool that's 42 degrees, and my ice maker needs a new filter, so it's not making ice. So that's double negatives for me. Toys on the charger for later? Well, I should hope so. I mean, those should always be charged and clean. They should always be charged, especially on days where I release content. I mean, good golly. I thought I had trained you guys better. Contessa Sassivon Assi starts us off by saying, sir, since some certain people, not naming names, like a good tussle. Number one, would you try to write a quick NSFW workout? This could be an individual or partner's workout. Ooh. Well, let's see here. Things that could be fun. Things that are stimulating. Cat-cow is always a stimulating one. The hip thrust, whether it be weighted or by itself, is a good one. An NSFW workout. Ooh, you know what would be a good one? If you were sparring with a friend and they were wearing headgear, and every single time somebody got tapped on the headgear, they had to remove a piece of clothing. That'd be a nice one. Ooh. Or every time you tap the headgear, you have to, yeah, that's one spanking. That's a good one, too. Reps equals. Numbers of reps is the numbers of strokes you've earned when you get home. Ooh, that sounds like fun. Number of minutes on the cardio machine of your choice equals to number of minutes that you have to go down on somebody or get somebody to go down on you. Now we're talking. Oh my God, the possibilities are endless. You imagine? You could have a ton of fun that way. Yeah, I'm going to have to give more thought to this. This might become a whole thing. I know that naked mountain climbing is a thing, which I don't get. Naked jogging, sure. Barefoot jogging, I understand. But you know me, I'm barefoot all the time. But yeah, when it comes to everything else, I mean, I know naked wrestling is a thing as well. But yeah, I think if you were going to incorporate it into a real gym rat workout, there would be a lot of possibilities when it came to, you know, having a gym buddy who, once you got home, the cool down was equally as pleasant as the workout. But the other thing you guys know is that I like, oh man, now I'm going to have to write another tussle. Anyway, I'm getting distracted by thoughts. But yeah, having a gym buddy, especially one that you could cool down with after the fact, oof. Yeah, that makes the gym all the more worthwhile, I will tell you right now. Anna Not Wearing Socks says, let's say you have access to Knob Villa for a whole month. What new projects would you want to build, and who would be the guest helping? Oh my goodness. Tony the Tiger would help install the hot tub with multiple jets, including hand jets. Great time, and by all. Also, there would have to be a comprehensive 7-stage water filtration system built into the hot tub, so that the water was constantly being cleaned and cycled, because sometimes the human soup of certain hot tubs, not so great. Especially if they're not maintained properly, you can get all manner of bleh from not well kept hot tubs and their water. Let's see here. St. Andrew's Cross would be nice. Outside, an outside one and an inside one. I really do want an outdoor shower. You know, with like a good wide board. Oh, just would be lovely to be able to have a wide board outdoor shower. You know, with high walls but with like no ceiling, so you could enjoy the sun and still have that enclosure. A sauna would be nice. We would have Jason Momoa help me with the installation of the sauna. The outdoor shower, I feel like the outdoor shower would be a good time to invite. Let's see, who would be a distinguished guest for outdoor shower installation? Haley Atwell. Haley Atwell, I feel like, would be really better. Yeah, that would be good. Let's see here. Outdoor shower, hot tub, sauna. Inside, what improvements will we be putting in? Oh, yeah. I would create a complete glass side of the house in order to make sure that, you know, all of the suction toys could be put against the glass and just fucked wildly whenever was necessary. Kind of get the whole voyeurism, big pane of glass press up against thing going on. I mean, you know, and at a safe height, that would be lovely. You know, when it came to that, we would have, let's see here. I feel like the window installation, you know, that's a lot of heavy lifting. I want to make sure that I get the man candy in on that one. So, Winston Duke. Oh, Winston Duke, the time Winston Duke and I would have together. Mwah, molto bene. The installation of the actual solarium would be nice. Install the solarium so that you have like the greenhousey type situation off the side. I'd probably put it off of the garage because that's the part that gets the most sunlight during the day. You know, and the great part about that is you can sit in there, and it's warm all year round, and you can just sit, you know, naked and enjoy the weather, you know, and not have to worry about the snow or anything, because with the sun pouring through that thick, thick paned glass, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And who would we have come out for that installation? You know, I feel like an Angela Bassett would probably appreciate that. You know, yeah, I feel like that would be a good fit. Let's see here. Other things that we'd want to install, if we're going to have this old whorehouse renovation done. I mean, let's just completely redo the bathroom. Right? I mean, that makes the most sense, really. You just redo the whole thing. Big walk-in shower with glass sliders, you know, separate the toiletries and the bidet, you know, give more room, make it more accessible and allow it to, you know, really allow it to be a play space. I think that would be a good... You know who would appreciate a good walk-in shower? Odette Fair from The Mummy. I feel like anything you can sneak The Mummy movies cast members into, glorious. So yeah, that would probably be the modifications that I would make. Let's see here. Yeah, those will be them. Question number two from Anna. Can you tell us the story behind the metal frame that was in the tent during Feral Friday? It was a standing desk, the top of which got ruined due to water damage. And thus, with that, I will leave this little snippet of Thirsty Thursday right here, a morsel to sate your appetite, and hopefully I will drop more over the course of the next couple of days. Until then, forehead kiss, headbutt, bear hug, and howl at the moon for me.